Last fall, the credit agency found the plant would have no significant environmental impact as part of a review tied to Dairyland Power's plans to seek financing. The La Crosse-based power cooperative plans to build the facility with Duluth-based Minnesota Power as part of the transition to renewable energy. Attorney Katie Nicola with Clean Wisconsin says the agency failed to consider climate impacts during its review.
This facility would emit 3 million tons of carbon every year for at least 30 years if it's built. You know, there's just no way to get to zero carbon if we keep building things that emit carbon.
A Dairyland spokesperson says the gas plant will support renewable energy by providing reliable power when it can't be drawn from wind or solar. Environmental groups argue options like battery storage can help fill that gap. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.